The Arkansas Delta was once the economic engine for the state. In fact, a letter written about 50 years ago from then-Governor Orville Faubus to a business leader explained how the poorest section of the state, Northwest Arkansas, needed far more help than the robust Delta. Times have changed. In the most recent issue of Talk Business Quarterly, Skip Rutherford, the dean of the University of Arkansas Clinton School of Public Service, makes the case for why the Arkansas Delta is still important. Roby Brock recently sat down with Skip Rutherford to talk about the Delta.
You had had a conversation with a former legislator who talked about de-annexing the Delta from the rest of Arkansas. How did that conversation come together?
Well, that's correct. We were having a visit, and this former elected official said, you know, what we need to do is just de-annex the Delta. It's just too big a problem and too many issues. We just need to get rid of it. We just need to de-annex it. And I said, well, let's think through that, because from 1836 to 1986, the Delta carried Arkansas. It was the economic engine. So for 150 years, the Delta made things work for our state. So let's have this conversation again in 2136 when we've got 150 even years. And Mike Beebe, the governor, has talked about one Arkansas and not pitting one region against the other. And we have a bad tendency to do that. So my point in writing the article is to say, yes, the Delta is struggling. Yes, the economic engine has moved to Northwest Arkansas. But de-annexation or blame, it ought to be rallying around the flag and helping people.
Yeah, I want to get to solutions, but first I want to ask you, this decline that we've seen in the Delta is really less than 50 years old. I mean, the letter that we had in there from Charlotte Schexnider and then-Governor Orville Faubus kind of highlights this fact that in less than 50 years, the Delta has gone from the economic engine in Arkansas to its current position. What do you think caused that shift?
Well, I think there were a combination of factors. I think number one, the decline of farming. I think number two, the Delta's own provincial attitude of the cotton towns, the market towns. Agriculture is going to always stay the same. We're not going to industrialize. We're not going to expand. We're not going to educate because we want to keep low-wage workers. We're going to keep this the way it is because, quite frankly, the rich were getting richer and the poor were getting poorer. And then I think the third thing that really, you know, happened in this thing, the big factor of it, was race. And I think the Voting Rights Act, integration, busing, I think race was a very key factor in the Delta's decline.
So what do you think has to happen now? Actually, this week we got a big announcement in Helena, an expansion of about 40 jobs, $4 million in Helena, West Helena over there. But those are baby steps. What are the things that have to happen to be catalysts for real change in the Delta?
Well, first of all, time's on the Delta side because again, we got a growing world population and a declining area for food production. So you got rich soil and fertile land and a lot of it in the Delta. So the long term, the Delta food production is going to play in its favor. The challenge with that is you got the water issue. So we got to be very sensitive to the water issue, and it's something that really needs to be looked at statewide, but particularly in the Delta. But in the meantime, the short term, what we have to do is educate, and I think we're seeing movements at Arkansas State in research. I think we're seeing Jonesboro, Craighead County really emerging. I think we've got to take it small industry by small industry at a time. Revitalization of communities. People are really pitching in Helena, making a big difference. And I think we've got to build what we've got, the rural hospitals. That's why I think the Medicaid expansion that has been talked about is really a plus for the Delta, because hospitals in Dumas and in Helena and those places will really benefit from this area.
Let's go back to, you talked about the water plan earlier and the interest in water. Very quickly, what does, for people who don't know what that issue is about, what is it about?
Well, the aquifers in eastern Arkansas and this battle between drinking water and farming, production of using of irrigation of the rice farms and the soybeans. And look at the weather. I mean, we got, 100-degree weather. The people are having to irrigate their crops. It's huge. They're using a lot of water. So we have to figure out how to manage the Black River, which provides water for Pocahontas and other communities in northeast and northern Arkansas. You know, sections of the river 1 foot. I mean, it's a huge issue. So we've got to incorporate the state water plan as part of the long-term future for the Delta.
You wrote in your editorial that you had a suggestion that maybe a Democrat Governor Mike Beebe when he's term limited, and State Representative Davey Carter, Republican and a Mariana native, could, once he's term limited, maybe they could get together and work on something in the Delta collaboratively. What do you have in mind?
Well, first of all, I've seen what former presidents can do when they leave office, and former elected officials. And not only can you become a catalyst, but you can raise a lot of money, you can convene, you can bring people together. And we've seen that. Bill Clinton doing it all over the country and the world. Mike Beebe and Davey Carter, both sons of the Delta. Mike Beebe, born in the Delta, graduated from high school in the Delta, graduated from college in the Delta. Davey Carter, raised in the Delta from Mariana, family still farms in the Delta. Two very different political figures, both very progressive in terms of their love for the Delta and their caring for Arkansas. So I think, Robbie, there's a whole bunch of stuff that could be done.
Skip Rutherford is the dean of the University of Arkansas Clinton School of Public Service. He talked with Roby Brock about his recent editorial in Talk Business Quarterly about the importance of the Arkansas Delta to the state. Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And Verizon, offering a wide selection of productivity-enhancing tablets for small business, including the Apple iPad. More information at a Verizon Communications store near you or online at VZW.com/smallbusiness. And CEG Partners, using empirical data to better understand your customers' experiences and their loyalties. More information at CEGPartners.com.